This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We gave it a great effort. I would ask that you congratulate both John Bel Edwards and Senator Vitter on moving forward.
Scott Angell conceded after coming in third for governor in Saturday's state primary. John Bel Edwards, who topped the voting with 40%, opened his arms, figuratively and literally, to Angell and fourth-place finisher Jay Darden.
I've developed a true affection for Jay Darden and Scott Angell. They both ran tremendous races. They are good public servants, decent men, and I like them an awful lot. I want to reach out to them right now and tell them we got room for them.
Yeah.
Come on over.
Second place finisher David Vitter acknowledged Angell and Darden, though with less enthusiasm.
I also want to thank Scott Angell and Jay Darden for their dedicated public service and competitive spirit.
Edwards was upbeat, looking ahead to the runoff.
I want to invite all the voters out there who didn't vote for me tonight, whether they voted for Scott or Jay, or quite frankly, whether they voted for David Vitter. I want to invite them to join our effort. We cannot afford to get this one wrong.
Vitter launched an immediate attack.
Voting for John Bel Edwards would be the same as voting to make Barack Obama governor of Louisiana and put those policies in Baton Rouge.
The next 4 weeks will undoubtedly get uglier, but let's let Jay Darden have the last word of hope.
Whatever happens, everybody in this state will recognize that they've got to all pull together and they've got to all be a part of the solutions that we're looking for.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.